Describe a skill that you can teach other people. IELTS speaking cue card. Describe a skill that you can teach other people. Cue card, sample answer 1. Introduction. In today's competitive world, having a skill is critical. I have a habit of continually improving my skill set. I recently learned a new skill. What is it, / how did you learn it? I had to stay at home for 6 months during the coronavirus pandemic. Initially, I squandered my time by watching web shows and playing video games. But, later on, I intended to make good use of the time I had. Because I didn't have much job to do, I began to spend a significant amount of time watching cookery videos. I was initially uneasy, but after learning the fundamentals of cooking, I became a competent cook. I improved my cooking talents via determination, effort, and discipline. I'm reasonably skilled at creating delectable dishes that are liked by everyone who tries them. How can you teach others this skill? As a digital nomad, I'd like to educate others on how to cook by taking help from the internet. I've already created an online course and videos that would be useful to people of different ages and who are living away from their homes. How do you feel about this skill? I believe that this skill has brought a paradigm shift in my life. My fitness and nutritional levels have increased because I can now cook healthy food according to my choices. Moreover, I have earned appreciation from my near and dear ones for serving them exotic dishes. Apart from this, I have got an opportunity to make money. Conclusion. As a result, cooking is a talent I learned during a pandemic, and I can easily teach it to others. It has helped me a lot. Describe a skill that you can teach other people. Cue card, sample answer 2. Introduction. I'd like to learn a variety of skill sets. However, there is one thing that I am quite good at and can teach others. What is it? This is known as the mindful breathing skill. Mindful breathing is a simple but effective meditation method. The goal is to pay attention to your breathing, its natural rhythm and flow, and how it feels when inhaling and exhaling. Because of its numerous benefits, this skill is becoming increasingly popular. How did you learn it? My yoga teacher taught me this skill 2 years ago in my practical yoga classes. The goal of this ability is to focus on the current moment in order to let go of worries about the past and the future. This type of breathing technique reduces anxiety, aids in pain management, regulates stressful thoughts, and minimizes negative thinking. It is a valuable, potent, and life-changing skill. How can you teach others this skill? I can help individuals cultivate this ability by demonstrating many methods of mindful breathing to a small group. I don't need any special equipment for that. This is something I can teach in a garden or a classroom. This ability can also be taught online. I've also created videos in a short movie-like format to teach this ability to my pals who live far away and are not able to meet me in person. Moreover, I can teach both practical and theoretical aspects of mindful breathing. This is something I've taught many people. How do you feel about this skill? I feel rested and revitalized whenever I practice this skill. I've learned to forgive and let go. My confidence in God has been strengthened, and I feel more positive and happier. I believe that I should teach this expertise to as many people as possible so that more people can benefit from it. Conclusion. I believe this technique should be taught in schools so that youngsters can learn to regulate their tensions and difficult emotions. I consider myself fortunate to have this skill. Describe a skill that you can teach other people. Cue card, sample answer 3. Introduction. In today's world, specialization in a skill can work miracles. It may present you with numerous opportunities. I'm used to constantly broadening my skill set. I recently learned a new skill which I think I can teach others as well. What is it? I asked my mother to teach me 3D origami. My mother studied 3D origami online a few years ago. She made these beautiful flower vases and swans out of paper scraps. They were really stunning, and we utilized them to decorate our home. When people came to visit, they would always ask how we made them. So, Last year, I asked my mother to teach me 3D origami. I spent a lot of time practicing because I had so much free time. Although 3D origami is not difficult to master, it does have a learning curve. Learning how to fold pieces and generate a 3D appearance takes time. In essence, we fold papers to make small pockets into which the remaining components fit. How did you learn it? The pieces can then be formed into almost any shape. As a result, I first learned how to cut and fold paper. Learning how to form the components takes a lot of practice and talent. This area used to be quite difficult for me, but it is now very straightforward. How can you teach others this skill? I would advise others to be patient and to keep experimenting. There are also many clips on YouTube that provide inspiration for the various forms we can make. This is how I made my first few designs, but now I'm playing with them all simultaneously. How do you feel about this skill? This talent has made me very happy. I don't think I'll ever be an expert, but I'm good enough to get praise for my 3D shapes. I recently finished a plane with one of the most elaborate patterns I've ever done. Conclusion. As a result, I am confident that I can teach this skill to anyone if they practice enough. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Follow-Up Question. Question, should teachers be funny when they teach? Answer, people seek out those who make them laugh because humor is a universal communication phenomenon. However, laughter or amusing interaction is not often linked with the classroom. Education has generally been considered a serious endeavor. Yet having a good sense of humor and being personable can strengthen a teacher's relationship with their student. Students can open up about their difficulties without fear of being judged. However, a friendlier personality may disrupt class discipline. Question, what qualities should teachers have? Answer, first and foremost, I believe that teachers must be great communicators. They must be able to teach using simple language. They should also be good observers and must be able to recognize students' concerns and anxieties. Only then can they instill trust. Finally, patience is required when teaching. If their students are having difficulty, teachers must be prepared to clarify things several times. Question, which do you believe is more significant, academic or practical skills? Answer, both academic and practical skills, in my opinion, are essential. This can be limited to a person's occupation. Academic knowledge is essential for those working in education, whereas practical skills are required for those working in sports and engineering. Question, which age group is optimal for learning? Answer, I believe there is no age limit for learning anything, although childhood is the finest time to learn new things, and at adult age, with very excellent enthusiasm, a person may learn so many things. The only thing that matters is that the person has desire, and age becomes just a number. Question, what abilities may a child acquire from his or her teachers and parents? Answer, teachers and parents can teach a child various skills, such as honesty, respect for elders, punctuality, and many others. Furthermore, both instructors and parents have an important role in developing these talents in children.